Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. Again, I'm glad I'm talking to you again. And this podcast, I'm glad you're listening to this show. Here's a song that I want you to listen to.
I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed the exams and I didn't feel bright. But I sabotaged myself. I got to blame but myself. Tragedy is what I am. Every time it turns out bad, I didn't really end up with love inside. Hi,
this is Dove Knight, and that was Tragedy Is Not What I Am. Again, as I mentioned in a previous podcast, I described the song. Tragedy Is Not What I Am is on Matters Part 2. It's available on Deezer, Spotify, iTunes, Playbill, everywhere you can find. Maybe Amazon. You can check out the albums are on there. You can check out the videos on YouTube, Vivo. No, I don't know if there's a Vivo video. Maybe it should be. Well, anyway. Here's a video that I don't think it was on Vivo, but most of my songs have been on Vivo. There was a mistake. But nevertheless, there's a video on Vivo. It was great acting. Tragedy Was Not What I Am. The video is about, you see the dark character just say, you know, profanities and stuff. That was just part of the acting. The darkness of me overcoming. It was just an illustration with a song of just believe in thyself, believe in dreams, and believe in overcoming tribulations. Because, you know, the goal is to be positive on this planet, but if I'm going to be positive, I have to tell the truth. In order to really be positive, to be well, I have to tell, you know, talk about the overall positivity of things, but also tell the truth. Because I had so many obstacles in my life. You know, the coming to L.A. and living on the streets and writing songs. Tribulations as a child, the limitations that I was put on, the targeting, being seen as an oddball, not getting accepted by some people in the industry because of what I look like, which is not a good thing and is frowned upon, you know, because I used to go by look a long time ago, like say in the 80s, and they don't do that no more, and other situations. I also found myself, because I was trying to expand my horizons, you know, through making music and wanted to be a professional singer-songwriter, as well as be go to college, which I did. So that's something I did, which is what I'm proud of, going to college, because to expand my horizons, because everybody should at least get some education. You don't have to, whatever it is, learning is a tool to understand the reality. Because I was trying to better myself, I had individuals in my environment who wanted to hinder that because of envy, jealousy, wanted to hinder my potential or steal something from me. And that was an important song that I've written about. Tragedy is not what I am, because I did not come on this planet to be a tragedy. And to be positive, I had to say that I had to be positive. I continued with my dreams, but also not be a fool. All my songs that I release, I have copyrighted and published because of the situations where individuals who heard my pop songs, my rock songs, wanted to hinder me. They wanted to use my songs to say they put signatures of my name on things that wasn't true, and all the haters. And it was a reminder to continue my dream and be positive and stay away from the haters and the negative people. because there are negative people and haters who don't have themselves, and they build themselves by hurting and tearing down and trying to stop people who have dreams like me and like you. So it's important that we continue to do what we need to do. And there were also these allegations that I signed with somebody. Listen, I did not sign with anybody. I did not sign anything. If anyone was interested in my music or want to, they can contact me directly. Because I'm positive. I'm honest. So that's what the song is about. Tragedy is not what I am. I did not come on this planet to be, a victim. I came on this planet to be a winner. And there were, you know, it's about that continuously situations that I go through. And the poverty, the joblessness, the hindrance, the crime, the criminal behavior that I experienced taught me that I must continue to be positive and not give up on those dreams. Positivity is the key. But when I wrote that song, it was coming from the songwriting mode, which is to write what's going on and to be positive at the same time. It's about overcoming obstacles. I hope that you listen to that because that's what it's all about. Because I'm a lovable guy, but I experienced a lot to understand the past and present for me to understand and to move on to the future. And it's important for me to do that because I speak from a philosophical term in my own opinion. And I'm not no religious leader. I have no aspirations because somebody said when they listen to these podcasts, they think I'm a minister. I would never aspire to be a minister or anything of that or a priest. I aspire to be a communicator, an artist who sings and writes, but also speak from the spoken word, the written word in a variety of ways, which is creativity, singing songwriter. And I was told a long time ago, and I'm going to tell you, don't let anyone take your dreams away. Because the tragedy is not what I am, it's a focus of belief. Go for those dreams. I had people who really had went a long way to try to take my dreams away. And that's not what the world is all about. It's to go for them. I didn't come into Hollywood to be no comedian like these individuals said. Of course, being a comedian, I act like one sometimes as being silly and to have fun. And of course, it would be a great career, but I came to be an artist, a variety. I am a singer, songwriter, actor, author, and a spoken person who speaks spoken word. I did not come out here necessarily to be a comedian, but comedian is positive. I joke around, but that's for the people I'm with in the private. But in the publicly, I speak about the positivity of everything. So, yes, I am a comedian in a way, but I really am a person who speaks for the spoken word and try to be positive as much as possible, but tell the truth to understand the present and not to be afraid of what is going on. So that is what it is. I create pop and rock music, and that's what I came to Hollywood to do. And I was told, how long it takes, is it time-consuming, it takes a long time, we should give up. And I found the answer. When you create music, you never give up. When you create, you never give up. It's not a hobby. My songs were released to the world for people to buy. And if anyone else who came to Hollywood or want to be a creator, whether it's an actor, a singer, a comedian, go for their dreams and never give up. Because we're not here to be negative or to take people's dreams away. We're here to be positive. And it's important for me to say that because it's about expanding thyself. And I have to find myself through understanding the world, world around me, and the experiences that I experienced with the homelessness taught me to be a better person, to not be in that situation again, to hang around positive people who will do good for me and I do good for them authentically, to be good to all people on this planet, no matter where they come from, because we're all equal. And that's what life is about, because life, I only have one life to live. one life to live, one life, you know, and I have to make the best out of it, but I'm not here to be hindering or stealing or let someone take advantage. I'm here to be happy and to be positive, and that's why I've written all these love songs that were released to the public and was released for people to buy. One of them is called That Is Why. Tragedy's not what I am, because I've written rock and pop music. It was a joy to do, and to anyone who create, continue, and may all your wishes and dreams come true. To anybody out there on this planet, may all your wishes and dreams come true, because we all deserve to be happy. You know, the important theme of the conversations that I have on this podcast is to be positive and tell the truth. You know, Pan, I feel that after doing so many years of making music and playing in front of clubs, because I came to Hollywood to be a singer, a songwriter, a performer. The acting was something on the side. That's what I came to Hollywood to do. Someone told me that I didn't pay my dues because I didn't work enough in a job. And I said, I worked enough. I did put work. I had to pay for those demos. I had to survive those years. I had times where I wasn't getting hired. It was because of life itself. But paying my dues in music, because when you make it to the music industry, all you do is write and sing and write. And I paid my dues many years, times over, being on those stages in West Hollywood, being on those stages in San Fernando Valley, being on those stages in L.A. I paid my dues doing public access. I paid my dues in doing demos, releasing compilations. I spent years of struggle, which is very common for people who are artists, particularly people who want to make it into the Hollywood industry or New York or whatever, to make it to international music industry of entertainment and to have a career and to make a living at it. It involves a lot of hard work, a lot of pain and suffering, a lot of starving days. There were times I didn't eat. There were times where I just ate popcorn and soda all day for several months. There were times when I slept in the cardboard box. There's the times when I was in Hollywood and I was on the street. So I paid my dues many years over. It's nothing to talk about because I already proved it. So as I get older, I feel I deserve the chance to express and to go further with my music. So I did pay my dues many times over. I also realized that as time went by, if, you know, well, all the little things I do in my music do come back to me in some form or another, whatever it is, but I'm sure it'll be positive for me and you. So that is what it is. I paid my dues many years over. I also had a very tough life, so I've written about it in songs like Tragedy Is Not What I Am. And in this song, trauma song, it's called Trauma. It was experiences where I was on the street and I suffered trauma of starvation, the trauma of being a victim of a crime, the trauma of the suffering of being robbed, a victim of fraud, the victim of 911 phone abuse, the victim of fraud, of forgery, and so on. So, despite of it all, I had to be positive. And I written those songs because I had to express to get that, you know, negativity out of me in order for me to be healthy and be positive. And one of the ways I know for being positive is to tell the truth and to not be afraid of the dark side in order for the dark side to be cleaned out through positive measures. Healing thyself. And continue to create and do positive things. Hang around positive people, because positive people will give me the wisdom and bring positive consequences. Positive people are people who want to enhance and want to hope and want to help my dreams come true. I cannot hang around with a negative person who want to hinder my potential, hinder my dreams, want to take something from me. That don't belong to them. That's a negative person. We can't hang around negative people. But negative people just need help. They have to find help, whether it's through drug or alcohol or mental illness or learning to stop committing crimes or doing bad things to innocent people. So that's what the trauma song is. It was telling about the stories that I experienced. And that was rock and roll. Because I was in rock and roll a lot, but I also was singing pop. To those who experience trauma, we will overcome. Trauma was experienced when you looked at the Capitol riots on a general scale. How, you know, members of the House of Representatives and the Senators experienced trauma from people breaking into the Capitol. Hopefully we'll never see that again. Those kind of images should never happen, especially in this society, especially with the Capitol, which is the center of our democracy. My life was like that in a lot of ways because I had people who violated my boundaries and didn't understand how to be positive. And that's not how the way you live in this society. I had to defend myself, protect myself, and follow the law. Be as honest as I can, and most importantly, be very positive. And the positive in the song was just to express what I experienced. And no way I'm trying to be negative. is just trying to express thyself and to be as good a human being. But in order for me to be a good human being, I have to be an authentic one. And again, to talk about as much positivity as I can and not face, and it's important for me to face the dark side, to clean out whatever's in my closet, to heal and become a better person so I can be fully, I am a good person, a good person who loves to create. And I hope you like this song because I released it to the world. This song last year, I enjoyed doing. It's called I Really Want to Get to Know You.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
Before I was going to release that. And that's the most favorite thing about singing and writing songs, to sing about love, because love is so important. I hope you can listen to this. It's on Deezer, Spotify. I was reminded that when I create and do release music, someone said just release it to the public and let God take over. And one of the ways I also learned about letting God take over is reminders, just believe in the power of creativity and expression, and be positive, but tell the truth the way it is, and everything would be okay. Another song that I've done is...
feeling alone and blue till I met you.
I really want to be with you. And, you know, I want to say that when I create like an artist. You know, the artist who bring out all the whatever they're going through and they put in their music, that's what I go through. Has so many limitations. Even now, just expanding thyself, being positive and being happy, but also telling it like it is. So that was, I really want to be with you. I hope you like it. It was a joy to do. It really is. Creating songs and doing that is part of my life. It will always be a part of my life forever. Plus, creativity, again, is part of who I am. And I wanted to say thank you for listening to me because it's a joy to be on this broadcast and you listening to me on this podcast. May all your wishes and dreams come true. Like I hope mine's come too, because we all deserve to be happy. Thank you, and I will talk to you soon on another podcast. Please listen, because positivity is the key to realize all our wishes and dreams. Goodbye.